Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Pennock Plantation, an early dairy in Jupiter, used to sell certified raw milk. That meant the cows had to be practically bathed before they were milked. Judson Minear's father managed the dairy for Henry Pennock starting in 1915. And when Judson was a boy, one of his jobs was to wash the cows.
You know, Florida's very wet. When there's wet, there's mud, and the mud has to come off the cows. We were producing certified milk, so they had to be good and clean before we put the machines on them.
Since it was certified raw milk, it wasn't pasteurized, so it really went from them to the bottle.
It went direct to the bottle without hitting air. It was a very good system.
Now, you were telling me that the owners of the dairy, the Pennocks, were Quakers.
Abram Liddon Pennock Jr. was my great-grandfather, and he was from a Quaker family from the Philadelphia area.
How did their being Quakers, how did that affect the dairy business, the way they ran the dairy?
Very peaceful. The Quaker religion produces men who are very calm, very peace-loving, very easygoing, and that's the way they treated their cows. They treated them about as well as they did their own wife. Uncle Henry had a sign in his office said, "Always speak to a cow as you would your wife."
Well, there was an ad, I guess it was Borden, "Contented cows give better milk," something like that. Was that the truth?
That's true, and more milk, too. If they're contented, they do produce more milk.
So you never raised your voice to a cow, right?
Theoretically.
In other words, sometimes the situation demanded it.
Right. When you get kicked, you do respond.
When you were a boy, your mother raised chickens in what's now downtown Jupiter.
That's right. Yeah. Palm Point was a wooded country area in those days, and we had several thousand hens laying eggs.
So what was your job on the chicken farm?
I was responsible to gather the eggs and clean the chicken houses and cut the yard and just ordinary chores around, you know, that a high school boy can do. We had skunks and possums. Once in a while, you have a wildcat or a fox, you know. We would go out at night looking for them. Sometimes we'd find them, sometimes we wouldn't. Especially if the chickens were disturbed, you could hear them and go out looking for what's disturbing them.
Now, did your mother raise the chickens primarily for their eggs or to sell them as fryers?
She raised the hens for eggs, but she did grow frying-sized chickens, and usually a different breed of chicken the fryers would be.
You learned how to slaughter chickens, right?
Oh, yes. You hang them upside down and take a knife and cut their jugular.
Did it get to be kind of like an assembly line business?
Yes, ma'am. Exactly. Then we dip them in hot boiling water and take the feathers off, take them to the market.
What do you remember about Jupiter growing up? What was the town like?
Well, the town was small. There was only 200 or 300 people. We were at least a mile away from the nearest girl, and we always skinny dipped in the river. And that was the most exciting thing that we did.
No alligators in the Loxahatchee?
Not very many alligators in the river at that time.
What do you think of the ways in which Jupiter has grown?
Oh, I think it's wonderful, especially the Abacoa area where there's so much education and experimental things going on. I'm glad to see Jupiter growing.
The Pennock family sold the dairy property in 1954. The Minear family bought the herd and a few years later moved it to land west of Palm City. They sold out in 1986. Judson Minear still lives in Palm City. Listen to past Flora Days shows by going online to WQCS.org. Click on News. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Deep down in Florida. Well, that's a place I long to be.